Graduation is a joyful celebration, a fact underscored by the beaming smiles on the graduates' faces as they accepted their diplomas from a lineup of University of Alaska officials, including campus director Priscilla Schulte, who emceed the event.
Distinguished guests, members of the Board of Regents, faculty, administration and staff, friends, and loved ones of our graduates.
15 graduates attended the ceremony, earning certificates.
Computer Information Office System, Sierra Chandler.
And associate's degrees.
Associate of Applied Science, Business Administration, Sharon Fisher, magna cum laude, and Phi Theta Kappa.
Bachelor's.
Bachelor of Arts, Elementary Education, Holly Filio.
And master's.
Master of Public Administration, Sonia Christensen Henrik.
One of those degrees went to Jeremiah Tucker, a working parent and a U.S. Army veteran who was the student speaker. He talked about the hard work that's required in the pursuit of knowledge.
10 years ago, I would have never even considered putting the words together, Jeremiah Tucker and college student. Through my elementary and junior high years, I struggled with dyslexia. I thought I would never be able to attain a formal education.
But having children made Tucker change his mind, especially after one of his kids was diagnosed with dyslexia.
I looked at my children and I thought, I want a better life for them than they could obtain without an education. I knew I wasn't going to be able to tell them the importance of an education unless I put myself out there.
Tucker says that his bachelor's degree in liberal arts is not the end of his educational journey. He now plans to pursue a master's. The commencement address was given by Ketchikan artist Yvonne Zerbitz. She also received an honorary doctorate in fine arts for her many and varied contributions to the community. Zerbitz spoke about the importance of curiosity.
I don't claim to be an expert in any field, but I am wildly interested in the natural and often unnatural world around me. And my circuitous path to find my career has been driven by my observations of things that I don't understand, but I want to. And I translate this curiosity into my art.
Zerbitz says curiosity sets people up to be lifelong learners. It can lead us to what makes us happy. It can build stronger relationships, and it leads to innovation. She told the story of Flasher Bill, a man who lived in nearby Myerschuk. Zerbitz says he noticed that fish bit more often when other fish were in the water nearby, scales flashing as they reflected the light.
Bill set out to replicate this. He saved his food cans, stripped the labels, flattened out all those cans. And he kept at it till he had a bucket full of the shiny strips. One day, when the fish were following his gear but not biting, he tested his theory.
Flasher Bill threw the strips overboard, and as they flashed through the water, the fish bit. Zerbitz says Bill later refined his technique, attaching the strips to the hook so they could be used repeatedly, and through exploring his curiosity, Bill invented the flasher, now a staple in any fisherman's gearbox. Zerbitz encouraged the graduates to use their natural curiosity to continue learning and discovering new passions in life. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.